Emily Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earl, and do you think legally I could get away with doing I Feel Like It's Gonna Rain Like This for Days, which is either a Creed or a Hinder song, and I do not remember.
I think if we don't call attention to it, then yes.
Okay, I think that's too many words in the title to be a Hinder song.
I think the song is just called Rain. I want to say it's a Creed song, but it's a, I feel it's
and
gonna rain.
And you're listening to Delve Into the Decks of Pokemon Taxonomy. That's right, we're the bi-weekly podcast where we're gonna find every single Pokemon and then give them a little hug.
A little gentle kiss on the forehead for some of them.
Wait, even the shinies?
Yeah.
Some of them are made out of lava. That's a bad idea.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Slugma
oh, no.
is the sun.
Uh-oh.
Grimer.
That's right.
Might be a bad idea also. Just a thought.
Just breaking out into rash.
If you want to see any of the photos we're going to talk about this episode, you can find those on our social media, at Delve Into the Decks on X, Threads, and Instagram. We also have a Patreon up, Delve Into the Decks. That link's in the description. Think of it like a tip jar. You're not obligated by any stretch of the imagination, but it would be nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
We'll put a funny sign up.
Yeah, we should do something with that. We have like a we actually just got another patron very recently, and I was like, oh, we should
you.
Do something with this. So thank you for being a patron.
Here's what we do.
Yeah.
We set up two Patreons, and we have one of them. We always bring up the Patreon, like, hey, whose side of the relationship are you on? And one Patreon is set up for Travis Kelce, and one is set up for Taylor Swift. You know, like how Big B does their tip jars.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that.
They make it inherently a voting debate.
I feel like that's really bad for metrics.
I
feel like that's really splitting the
yeah.
splitting the tiers there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the tip jars are just Pokemon and then anything else for us to talk about.
I think we could do it without making it a whole different account. Because I think if we'd made it a whole different account, we wouldn't get a lot of money. But anyway, are you still
doing the intro?
Kayla,
that sounds like the smart option.
I think that was all of the intro thing from Billy's end,
yeah,
right?
No, that's yeah, all
okay,
the business.
That's all of it.
I just imagined we were still in the middle of it.
Yeah, no, I know we've joked and threatened before, but just an hour long of intros.
I was gonna say when we recorded last time, I had been editing, and I wanted to implement a rule, but I had forgotten to bring it up.
Well, now's the time.
Well, it was just gonna
go
be
ahead.
It's Dan, your jokes go really unheard sometimes. Sometimes Billy yeah. and I don't respond. So I feel like you should be allowed to call us out if you think we're not listening like a real teacher.
I have absolutely done that to either you guys in real life or in calls before. I have just been like, oh, that's fine. That joke was just for Dan.
I think you've done that just when we're hanging out.
Yeah.
But
one more small bit of business I want to bring up before I forget. Mm. I'm at work.
Oh yeah, we didn't say that.
Oh yeah, this is a fun recording.
Billy's broadcasting this live via the news.
They're getting one third of a podcast right now.
Yeah.
If I like sound different or quieter than I usually am, then one, that's because I'm in a very professional audio booth instead of my home office. And two, that's because I don't want to talk loudly enough so that all of my coworkers hear one third of a podcast out of context.
So this is going to be our NPR episode where Billy is just, wow, Dan, that's really interesting. Tell
wow.
us more.
I picked a bad episode because, Billy, your screen is still pseudo visible, I assume. I picked a bad episode to pick some really porny Pokemon.
Get Billy fired. We can't hit him with a car.
I have a clear glass window door right behind me, Dan.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually. Because
oh, thank God.
I wanted to see Dan's folder.
At the time of this recording, it is currently part of the reason we're recording this way is I am about to become a fieldwork boy because, hey guys, weather is happening. At the time of this recording, it's actually raining right now. And I'm going to go ahead and call a shot that it's going to be raining when this episode comes out because we live in the Midwest.
Oh boy. All right. That's fair. Let's get that date noted.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Well, hey, Kayla, at least it's better than the things, I don't know, some of us have not predicted, but put into the universe on this episode.
Jimmy Carter is still alive.
Not this episode, this show. Yeah, Jimmy Carter's fine. Well, not as fine as hospice. As fine as hospice.
Jimmy Carter's been killing it.
Well, yeah.
And by killing it, I mean Jimmy Carter's wife.
Jesus. But no. This episode is also our first episode of April, and you're familiar with the ancient saying, right? Because it's going to be raining in April.
Mm-hmm. When it rains, pour one out for your homies. Oh, okay.
Nope. Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Yes.
You should pour one out of respect.
But in this context, yeah. No. Pour one onto your homies.
And pour the whole thing out, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really let the homies take it.
Do you guys know the actual thing I'm aiming for here? April
showers. Yeah, April showers bring May flowers.
Hey. Yeah, they do bring Mayflowers, except these Mayflowers are kind of cool and not full of colonizers.
That's good.
Perfect. No guns and germs and steel here.
Yeah, it gets way worse, though. Kayla, what are we looking at?
We're looking at a little rose sprite, it feels like. We've got a little, I'm going to say lady. I know it's possibly not, but got a little lady with a little leaf outfit, spiky thorn hair. And then on one hand, she has a red, well, for one hand, she has a red rose, and for the other, she has a blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it in one. Now, Kayla, what's it called?
Rosa.
Very close. This is Rosalia.
Yeah.
I was originally going to say, like, prick something, and so I flipped it, hoping that it was actually named prick something.
Yeah. Prickleberry. Yeah.
Pricklebud.
I was going to say Prickleberry, starring Daniel Tosh.
No.
But yeah, no, this is Rosalia. It's a fucking rose.
Yeah, it's simple. Well, it's moving a lady with roses. Pokemon. No, what about her, damn? No.
We have a time limit, damn it.
Yeah.
We have to move.
No, we got time. No, Rosalia is a Gen 3 Pokemon for one. And it's like where they started to have fun with designs, I feel like. I'm also Gen 3 biased by a long shot, so take everything I say.
It's a great generation.
It's really good. Some would say the greatest generation. Because it was in World War II.
I can't wait.
The canonical Pokemon War that happened. Because also Rosalia does a fun thing, though. Again, Gen 3 was the generation of abilities, so this thing's ability is Poison Point, and it's a poisonous type, because I don't know if you guys know this, a wise scholar, I believe, once said, to quote one Brett William Michaels, "Every rose has its thorn." Just like, I'm really leaning into butt rock this episode, guys. I gotta stop.
Dad rock and NPR.
Speaking of the thorns on Rosalia's head, you are actually able to pick her up and just toss her like a dart at the enemy Pokemon.
Wait.
Oh, I love that.
How big is this Pokemon?
Well, let's play the game. Hey, Kayla, because we haven't done this in a while. Kayla, Billy, how big do you think Rosalia is?
I hope smaller than a foot. I will say 6 inches.
Billy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Rosalia is a foot tall. Exactly a foot tall.
Yeah, it's too big to be a dart.
It's so little, though. Also,
I mean, not if you're a coward.
I think a
fifth of me.
I honestly think they mess up this thing's scale in game. Because, like, let me just see if I can find it. This thing is, like, tiny. Anytime you see it running in a game, like in the overworld, it's just like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
There you go, little dude. It's also like 4 pounds, so it's just a small little rose person.
It's just a little bud.
Yeah, not yet, but...
Not yet.
Hey, got him.
It's really fun that we're the people that know things, Dan.
Yeah, isn't it great to have this unlimited knowledge, except for I know more because I know Zerura, and there's worse ones than that. We're fresh off that recording.
Oh, God.
Do you guys want to know what Rosalia's whole deal is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a rose.
Oh.
With thorns. No.
Shit.
So it's been around since Gen 3, and honestly, Rosalia has not skipped a generation until the newest one. So
it's been around.
It's been popular, and people like it. Here's what its entries basically sum up as. It shoots It shoots sharp thorns as projectiles at any opponent that tries to steal the flowers on its arms. The aroma of this Pokemon brings serenity to living things.
Aww.
On rare occasions, it's said to appear with its flowers in unusual colors. The thorns on this Pokemon's head contain a vicious poison.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. You know, like a real rose is poisonous.
I meant for a Pokemon.
Yeah. I think that's like, thankfully they had to make it part poison so it wasn't just, oh boy, a grass type flower.
Yeah.
If only we had a few more of those.
I really like how so far every single one of these Pokedex entries is like half really beautiful, sweet little idea thought that they had, and then half kind of low-key horrifying to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I do just like also Pearl versions I need to call out because it's just an explicit warning. The beautiful flowers on its arms have toxic thorns. Don't even think about picking those flowers.
Well, yeah, that's her hands. What sort of monster?
Yeah. How is she supposed to eat?
Just bird Pokemon apparently come down.
Oh my god.
Bird Pokemon just, well, no, that's like what its canonical thing is it's like, oh yeah, when bird Pokemon or something try to come down and steal its hand flowers, it just shoots poison thorns at them.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
But then also makes smell nice.
I would have this one.
It's really cool. It's also like, not to spoil its appearances, but it's usually like a pretty chill Pokemon that people own if you're pretty mm-hmm. chill.
Mm-hmm.
I do just want to call out one more Pokedex entry that's wild because it did show up in Legends Arceus. So we have, though beautiful, it has highly poisonous thorns. There's an old tradition in my homeland wherein one would send these thorns to an opponent, challenging them to a duel.
Oh.
So how do you get the thorn without the rose? Or do you just send this 1 foot little thing and it just says, fight me, a little sign?
I think of it more like a symbol in battle. Just like,
oh. Now I'm thinking of Roselia, but like without the thorns on her head because they've all been used to send death threats. And so she's just bald.
Oh, God. Imagine one approaches you with one thorn missing and just a twitch in its eye.
You. No, they take the thorn and then it's like, all right, it's this guy's fault. So then it's just like, you're the reason for this. I'll kill you, you son of a
On the plus side, when the duel does happen, you already have an ally for the battle because Roselia will back you up to beat the shit out of this guy.
Yeah. No, it's just a fun little friend. Now, that being said, I do have a few other fun things before we get into appearances. For one, now, Kayla.
Yes.
I will call you out because while she does look like a nice little lady, there is a difference. There is a way to tell the difference between a male and female Roselia.
Is it by which color is on which hand?
No. That would be way easier, and the Pokemon Company fucking hates you.
Oh.
So, let me just get this for you real quick, and, all right, which one's which? And how do you tell the difference?
Enhance. Oh, open in browser.
Enhance. Oh, zoom. That is.
Do you have possibly a bigger picture?
Let me see if I can just rip these JPEGs directly.
I am zooming, but I just wanted to make sure.
Oop, I almost just sent that to a different Discord server, and that would have been funny.
These are so tiny.
It's because the only way these exist is, like, the Pokemon home sprites.
Yeah.
To really see the difference, because they didn't add a difference until... Actually, I guess they added a difference in Gen 4.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, so that's one. Open the other. Oh my god, if you switch back and forth between the tabs.
Oh, I got it. I see it.
Hold on. Will it let me I can't do a video. But yeah, if you tab back and forth between them super fast, one has a slightly bigger leaf, and I'm gonna assume that's the male.
No, it's the lady covering up her stuff because she's wearing a dress.
More like a dress. That was a possible thought as well.
Yeah. But not quite the stupid Pokemon Company trolling us like Torchic, but dumb. Very dumb.
Why would they do it that way? I mean, like, it doesn't... I guess it doesn't necessarily matter to know what your Pokemon's sex is unless you're breeding, but
yeah,
don't they
I mean,
want
also,
us to do
the
that?
Game, yes, but also, the game just tells you if it's a male or female one, because it'll put the gender symbol mm-hmm. next to its name when you run into it. So they don't even need to do this.
That makes sense. I did see that in Pokemon Go.
I think we've talked about this before with Torchic. Wasn't Generation 3 the generation to introduce visual differences between Pokemon sexes?
So yes for some, but not for Roselia. They didn't do that until Gen 4 because, again, Pokemon Company weirdly decides when they want to put in effort.
Okay, good to know.
All right.
Yeah, so I have nothing, but... before appearances also, do you guys want to see one of my favorite shiny Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, oh, it's yeah. so good.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Oh, yeah, it's real good.
Changes the tone of the green to a more like acidic green, and then it's got a purple and black flower instead.
Oh, it's so good. And it's also like, yeah, depending on what you do, roses get fun different colors. Ain't that neat?
Yeah, I like this Pokemon a lot.
I really like this one. It also is decently popular in, like, appearances. And by that I mean two named characters who are, like, kind of important characters in the different seasons of the anime actually use one.
Hmm.
They actually matter more once it evolves. Spoilers.
Okay.
They actually matter a little more for one of them once it evolves. And the other guy is, you know, Mei's main rival, Drew, uses a Roselia, and he uses it for Pokemon competition. And what I do need to point out about Drew is we now know Roselia is canonically 1 foot tall. Look at this fucking manlet.
Oh my god, he's a baby!
That man is 2 feet tall.
Yeah, he's not even 3 feet.
Yeah, he's 2 foot, 2.5 feet tall, or that Roselia is a god among its peers.
How old is he supposed to be?
I think he's supposed to be, like, Ash and Friends' age, so he's got to be, like, you know, eternally 10.
All right. I mean,
I do really like the solemn look on this Roselia's face.
Time to die.
Yeah. Yep, that's the vibe.
Whenever they draw Roselia in the anime a lot of the time, they cannot make this thing look like it gives a single shit about what's going on. Just some other quick reference photos I have saved. Include. This one where it just looks like it's about to fall asleep in the middle of a fight. And again, we can still confirm, Drew is fucking tiny.
Oh my god.
I know he's in the background in that picture, but he's so small. And then finally, here's Roselia doing its most powerful attack. Bear witness.
Is that water?
It's a solar beam.
Oh, solar beam.
This Pokemon is constantly high.
Yeah, it's just badly drawn. Yeah, it's either high or it's just... could not be fucked.
Oh, yeah.
100% high.
But, yeah, that's kind of all I got on Roselia. Again, it's one of the earlier ones, and I don't have any wacky stuff until it really evolves.
Let's see. Okay, does it have any weird specifications to make it evolve?
Well, here's the thing. In the game, in Gen 3, you can't evolve it. You physically cannot.
How come?
Yeah, because they didn't want it.
You
they
need to pay Nintendo $70.
Did you have to do... you had to buy a second game?
Actually...
technically, yes.
And technically, back then, you only had to spend, like, $40 because yeah. It was a DS game. Because, Kayla, they did a fun thing where... and we've talked about this before, actually, with Pokemon. In Gen 4, they decided to add new evolutions to a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
And for some of them, they added a baby Pokemon... for some of them, they added a new evolve stage Pokemon. And to bury the lead a little bit, they did both for Roselia.
Oh, so this is now the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense to me because I was looking at it just like, this is a lot for a first one. So this is probably only a 2 evolution. But this is a cute little seedling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it just, like, originally it was just a one-off, like, in Gen 3, and then in Gen 4 they're like, hey, actually, guys, it's a whole family.
Aw.
Said, check it out. Here's it, baby.
Aw.
I think it's cute.
I really like it, especially, baby Pokemon are hit or miss for me, but I really like this one. And if for no other reason, it actually has a little bit of... something I like, which is that those little arms
open up
can open up, and what do you see in there? The start of little flowers.
Cute little clapper boy.
That's why they will fiercely protect them. It's because it took them so long to grow those flowers in the first fucking place.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Do I have to name him?
You have to name this one.
He's my little buddy.
Very close.
Shockingly close.
Yeah, this is Badoo.
Yeah.
Badoo! Aw, he does kind of look like a dewdrop.
Yeah, well, and also, just to spoil its entries, hey, this thing's whole deal... Oh, wait, nope, I am thinking of a different Pokemon we're going to talk about this episode. Yeah, a different Pokemon, its whole thing is that it does not eat, it just sustains itself off the morning dew.
Hmm.
Not this one, but we'll get there, put a pin in that for 15 American minutes. But yes, this is Badoo. It's a baby. It's still grass poison. It's only 8 inches tall now, so it's even more small.
So tiny.
It's just so, you're so small. It's not even thorny anymore. It just has a hidden inner toxicity that needs to be unleashed.
I can tell from his smile.
Yeah, they did also give it the straight up and down eyes, so it's just me with its face.
He looks pretty happy, unlike, well, his next form, I guess, isn't unhappy.
Do you think this one is also constantly high?
No, he's too young.
I think
young.
This one, yeah, is okay. Not yet, but he's waiting when he turns 18.
It's over.
He's going to light up that Absolutely. Zaza big time. Yeah, or 21. I don't remember how old you have to be to buy it. But yeah, that's Badoo. Hey, here's its entries. It's sensitive to changing temperature. The bud is said to bloom when it feels the sun's warm touch. Why the fuck is that something so hard for me?
Sun-touched
dew. It's also, when the bud blooms, it's warm, and it releases toxic pollen.
There we go. Okay, I was waiting for the twist.
Oh! Hey, Badoo, you gotta hang out outside. You're an outside Pokemon.
Yeah,
you got a house in the yard.
Badoo, you are hotboxing this apartment, and not in a fun way.
All of my other Pokemon are dead. What have you done?
I'm just trying to think if there is any like house plant that should not be a house plant, or I'm surprised it hasn't been on TikTok yet. Of like, I started growing this thing inside my home. Turns out it's horrible and poisonous.
I mean, that's how I feel.
Like
about
somebody growing a corpse flower.
They're huge.
Oh my god! My roommate at one point had a monstera that literally we had to pin. Like our entire apartment was just pins to hold up this monstera.
Yep. My god.
And then when we moved out, I was like, "You have to trim or kill part of that thing, dude."
Yeah, you could get a lot of money off of trimmings. Mm.
Yeah,
especially if you just give the plant a little bit of blood. That's all it wants, just a smidge.
Yeah.
Billy, I think you need to stop gardening right now.
Hmm?
I think you bought a bad plant. I'm a little concerned.
No, it's fine. I've just been giving him a little bit of blood and also a dentist.
Where's Alyssa? Yeah. Where's Alyssa, Billy?
Alyssa's safe.
It's just a mean green mother from outer space.
Steve Martin's dead, though, so.
So, Badoo's other entries is that it closes up in the winter, especially. So it's a seed bud. It is basically just like, hey, if it's cold, I don't want to give energy, and I'm going to stay closed up so I can grow later.
Yeah.
And that's really most of its entries.
I think it's really funny to think of a flower bud staying a flower bud for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not how plants work.
Well, actually, Billy, let me tell you about, I'm not enough of a botanist to remember the word, but there's some plants that, like, skip a year.
Well, I'm sure that some do, but it's like,
perennials, I think. Or annuals? No, those are the ones that come. It doesn't matter.
It's just like the weird timeline of the idea that these Pokemon take forever to grow up, like an actual lifespan, versus the reality, which is that Yeah, no, you level them up within like a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will say for Badoo, it actually has a kind of fun thing where you have to level it up with high friendship to get it to evolve, and it has to be daytime. So it is just taking, you know, the people, it's the, hey, plants can hear when you talk to them sort of thing. It's just that energy. It's me telling my chives to hurry up and grow because I never want to buy chives again.
For high friendship. By the way, Kayla, you might have to cut out some vacuuming that's happening behind me in the hallway. Sorry.
I'm already going to have to cut out the sirens in front of me, so don't worry.
Okay, perfect. Great.
Well, I was just going to start banging some pots and pans together.
We are the worst version of Stomp you could ever imagine.
Leave that in, though.
Yep. For high friendship, I was just going to go out to a field with Badoo, and I was just going to grab it by its top bud and swing it around like a hammer.
I mean, I guess that would work. Also, it would maybe open up and spread poison everywhere.
But
yeah,
not
you
to
would
me.
Not last long.
Not to me. It would be around me.
But you're going
to
walk through it.
I can bring a gas mask.
Here's the other thing I need to say with that, though. With one more entry, Pokemon backpedaled because they're cowards. Well, they sort of backpedaled and then didn't. In Shining Pearl, they say it lives alongside clear ponds. It scatters pollen that induces harsh sneezing and runny noses. So that's not even that poisonous. No. Like, allergies aren't poison.
I'm dying.
Yeah, if I can counteract your poison with Claritin, though, I don't think I'm afraid.
Yeah, that suddenly this is not a threat. Okay.
Yeah. Versus, in Sword version, which was the same generation, mind you, the pollen it releases contains poison. If this Pokemon is raised on clean water, the poison's toxicity is increased.
Wait.
So which one is it?
They need to pick a fucking side.
Why is it better?
They need to pick a side.
The cleaner water, the more toxic. Yeah. Or is it just, do I give you dirty water so that you're not toxic? What do I do with you?
Do you think it depends on the flower it comes from?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you can either pick the red flower or the blue flower. You pick the blue flower. And you get a little sniffly, you get a little scratchy throat, you get some dry eyes, you pick the red flower, and I'm sending you to the emergency room.
Uh-oh, whoopsie doodle.
Morpheus, can you not show up on my door with a bouquet of roses like this? This is really weird.
You don't need to make everything a 50-50 choice, my guy.
This is not how you ask me on a date.
Life is not binary.
Please do not threaten to hurt me as you give me flowers.
You mean everything isn't just a choice? What? Shades of gray? Not in my Pokemon. And life? Anyway, that's Badoo. And then its appearances. Really? Badoo didn't get a ton of appearances, and the two major times it shows up, it is like, Badoo shows up, and then it evolves. And then earlier, a guy who has a Roselia had a flashback to when he met his Badoo.
Aww.
And then it evolved. So it is very much like, I will say with the characters they introduce it with, they do show that it's like good people that are like, hey, little guy, you're going to be my friend. And then it evolves, which is cute. I like it. This is just a baby.
Mm. He is a very cute. I would still take this Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I like this one.
Well, let's see if your mind changes when you see what it's all leading up to.
Right.
Well, because you gotta find a shiny stone to evolve Roselia, which is the real reason you couldn't evolve Roselia. Shiny stones didn't exist until Gen 4.
Exactly.
This one might be polarizing for you, Kayla. I don't know how you're gonna feel about this one.
Okay, so this is after.
Yes.
I'm going to accept it for the Sailor Moon vibes. If you understand what I'm referencing.
Yeah, it's Tuxedo Mask. Yes. Yeah. This is Balan Wonderworld. Mm-hmm. This is.
But I am a little disappointed.
Yeah.
So now it's
this Persona 5 character.
Now it's like an anime character. Like it's got flirty eyes, big puffy white hair, and now its roses are three little bud fidget spinners.
Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget
and it has a cape. Or wings?
No, that's not wings. That's like a white flower. That's how I'm choosing to interpret that.
Oh, behind it?
Yeah.
Yeah, behind it, the white flower is like a kind of wiggy pompadour sort of deal, almost. Yeah. And the stuff behind it is a cape. Let me see if I can get a... another angle. Also very important to know, here is a quick still from the Pokemon Adventures manga, and those middle things of its roses shoot out whips and thorns now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So there it is with cape action and shooting out thorn whips.
That's a pretty badass action.
Yeah.
Just from
yeah,
this it's image.
That's awesome.
So, yes, I might still keep this Pokemon. I have an idea for us, but I'll mention it later.
Yeah. Kayla, what you got? You got to name it. What's its name? Mm. Call it a name. Call me by its name. I don't know the rest of that song by Nausix. Off the top of my head.
Call me by its name.
I'm just making it a superhero. Vine Boy.
This is Roserade.
Yes, this is Roserade. It's a masquerade rose.
Mm-hmm. However, Vine Boy, sure.
Vine Boy.
Hey, I'm just staring at the one picture.
I mean, now every time I get it, I'm going to think about it. I'm just going to call it Vine Boy. Also,
he looks like he got popular on Vine.
Yeah, actually, mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy would do numbers on Vine.
Oh, absolutely.
And also, okay, Billy, I just had an epiphany that I did not realize until this very moment. Boy, howdy, the final evolution of the newest grass starter kind of is just this, huh?
Yeah, it's this but worse.
Or it gives big this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that. Okay, Kayla, that's a spoiler for you in, I don't know, 6 years.
Unless the random number generator says otherwise.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that one I also... It is actively getting new information based on the new anime airing, so I'm like, I'm going to let them cook.
Speaking of the new anime airing, we fucked up in talking about Mousehold too early.
Oh my god, I was going to do this in an addendum eventually, and I didn't know when, but Kayla, have you heard the Mousehold sounds?
No.
Do you remember Mousehold?
It's going to be spoiling you for...
And Tandem Mouse.
Yes, they all hold hands.
Yep.
Yes.
Do they make little squeaks?
It's kind of, it's better. It's so cute.
Here's the thing. I can't find a clip from the show right now. I'm also trying to find a clip of the show that doesn't spoil 12 other Pokemon. Do you know what
I'll
I mean?
I'll forget. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to listen. What if I close my eyes? What if I promise to only close?
I can't even find a clip of the show. Oh, wait. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Got it.
Oh, I like that so much.
Yeah. Ignore the cat you see there, Kayla.
I already was going to ask about it.
Oh, that's the weed cat.
Oh. Wow.
It's the newest starter for the grass type, and it's perfect.
Oh, my God. The caption for this post says, Mouse divorce is canon. Would it be called Tan divorce or Mouse after she took the kids?
That's right. Oh my god, we might have to do an update about Mousehold.
We might.
Okay. So we gotta get back on Roserade.
Typically, when we go on a tangent like this, that usually implies that there's like nothing cool or noteworthy about the Pokemon that we were on. However, I do want to point out, I like Roserade a lot. I think that it's a cool design. I think it's fun how it's like a Zoro bandit mask kind of vibe going on. I like them.
I like this action it has. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real cool. I like Roserade a lot. The poofy hair kind of loses me, but I guess you can also read it as like white petals.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't say that it's actually, like, hairy. Do you know what I mean? Because they still... let me get, like, from a different angle. Like, if you look from the back. Let me get... Nope, the only back sprites I have are from old games. So I hope you guys like tiny GIFs.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
So here's a tiny little PNG. But from the back, you can tell that it's still petals.
Yeah.
Like, not just hair.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also... Everything this thing does is cool because, hey, again, fucking love this shiny form, especially with the white now because purple, black, and white is a goated color palette.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh, yep. Still pretty cool.
Yeah. The asexuals have figured out one thing and it's the best looking flag.
They really did. And good for them.
Yeah. Can't figure out shit besides that.
While we're talking about shinies, Badoo's shiny is pretty disappointing because, like, it's just a slightly different green color, and then if it opens up, then the two colors on the inside are, once again, the black and purple. So it's, yeah, like, it's not that initially.
It's got a little purple bib.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, let me just... I didn't think it was that cool to talk about, yeah, but...
Put them all in.
Scoot and Boogie. Yeah, it's got... The purple shows up on there now.
There we
go.
So
it's a little bib. It just gives the energy of a baby sitting down in front of a plate of Cheerios in a bowl and just...
Yep.
This is my messy bib.
They're still learning how to eat.
I'm gonna wreck this.
Aren't we all? No. Yeah. Okay. Hey, this thing's entries, because we eventually should do the content our show is based around. It's still poisonous. Also, it smells nice now, so it brings people in, and then it spits out poison. Poison toxic. And Pearl version brings up, with the movements of a dancer, it strikes with whips that are densely lined with poison thorns.
Hell yeah.
It's going to style on you, and then it's going to beat your ass with poisonous whips.
That's how I need to die.
Yeah, that's just a bomb-ass Saturday night for me.
And then, hey, do you guys want to go full circle on a bit that we just did a few minutes ago?
Sure.
From Shield version?
Why not?
The poison in its right hand is quick acting. The poison in its left hand is slow acting. Both are life-threatening. If you take the right hand, you're going to die immediately by shitting out your own eyes. If you take the left hand, your liver will slowly cirrhosis until it just begins to cannibalize itself.
Can I pick neither?
No.
What if I just shoot myself right now?
Then you may as well pick the right side. He just said that.
But I don't want to shit.
I don't want to be one of those dead bodies they find. The cops show up, they're like, it appears the victim emptied his bowels before he died. Fucking sick ass.
I want to be dead. I don't want to poop again.
Wet butt. Gross. Yeah.
I don't want to go out like Elvis, man. I don't want to go out shitting and crying. Just want to go out crying.
Man, Elvis died in the most humiliating way. Letting other people know that he uses the bathroom.
Do you guys want to... Can I talk about the other hippie that had a Roselia and then a Roserade?
Sure.
Yeah, because that would be the one, the only... I think we've actually talked about this guy before because he has a stupid harp. Nando?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, when did we talk about Nando before?
Cricketune. He had a Cricketune.
Yep.
Also a Lopunny, which doesn't fit the rest of his vibe because he has plants. He is a nature guy. Mm-hmm. He likes plants. So he plays music.
He got a friend.
Yeah.
He looks like the type.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He has a whole performance act going on with his stuff.
You can't hear it, but I'm winking right now.
He fucks the rabbit. He fucks the rabbit.
Oh, it's just that fucking, look, I found this Pokemon, Batman, it's a Pokemon, it's my Pokemon, I can do what I want, Batman! No, Joker, no! No, Nando, no! But yeah, this is basically, Nando is, to briefly summarize, because I'm sure we'll hear about him again, he's a big Pokemon fighter that shows up in the Gen 4 anime and is like, I love nature, and I'm going to be mysterious. Also, I have sort of a Pied Piper thing going on. And that's Nando. Boy, they like to make dumb side characters in the Gen 4 anime.
There's so many accessories he's wearing.
What I think is really weird is, like, when you say Pied Piper thing going on, it's because of the tech startup he has for how well he created a program to... Fuck, what's the word? Shit.
To fuck Lopunny, I think is what you were trying to say.
Yeah, fuck Lopunny. And also Zach Woods is there. And Camille Nanjiani before he got buff.
Oh, is this a Silicon Valley reference?
I've lost the... Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Yeah,
I was like, I've lost the thread.
I was like, I got nothing.
Yeah, that's fair. It was a dead end anyways.
No, it was good though. We just...
No, I respect you. We were talking about me following through, and honestly, I'm proud of you, son.
Do you think people would listen to the podcast more if after every failed joke, the other two people are like, no, it was good. It had some bones there. You're doing well.
Yeah.
This could be a script punch up podcast. We could help each other with our stand up and stuff.
Perfect.
In between. I'm sure no one will mind.
Yeah, dangerously gets us close to McElroying, and it means that every time we're going to not talk... It just means that we have more content then, because we will talk about less Pokemon. Speaking of, anybody have any other Rose thoughts?
I need to see some edits of him with the music for Sailor Moon with Tuxedo Man.
Oh, but I'm sure that exists.
I'm sure they exist.
I guarantee you. Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah. I didn't even look beforehand. Okay. Roserade.
Oh, I'm getting what I want right now.
Okay, I'm putting time on the clock right now. Go.
Yep, Roserade, Tuxedo Mask.
Searching. He's checking YouTube and maybe his Instagram.
Nope, that's just...
searching fast. It doesn't I got nothing. Like
it's not
is
on the
going
first...
well.
It's not on YouTube when I first found it, so... Oh, well. But there is a guy who, in his randomized Nuzlocke, ran into one and then named it Tuxedo Mask. So there you go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, it took you 30 seconds, but you got pretty close. I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure somebody out there can make fan edits of it, or... I think you're just getting low-tier anime character edits in my For My page. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, hey, I hope you guys wanted a hard TN edit. speaking of an edit, let's edit out everything else that doesn't matter and talk about the next Pokemon. Fuck.
Oh, what the f- It's a little seed bag with the craziest eyes I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's seen death.
Yeah. It embraces it. It welcomes it.
It wants to see more.
I've stared into the abyss, and the abyss answered with jazz.
But yeah, we got a little, I'm going to call it a bag, because it's just like a pouch with a little sprout on top, and then some, it does look like it has Zigzagoon stripes on its eyes.
Yeah, they kind of just had the one way to draw stripes, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, he's fine. Little intense, but fine.
Well, what's it called?
Okay, let's try to figure this out, Kayla. What kind of plant does it remind you of the most?
Corn.
Okay.
Oom-buck-a-dee.
Am I actually? Okay.
What's No, she is. She is. We can get there still. Oh. What's the other plant?
Yeah, no, sorry.
The other one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just green leaves, so.
So put it together now.
It's not corn leaf. I know it's not. I'm going to call it kernel.
This is corn nuts, the snack.
Yeah, these are corn nuts. You roast them, and then munch, munch, munch. Happy man. This is sun
kern. Baby
teeth.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, this is sun kern.
Oh, sunflower. Okay, yeah. Yep,
I thought you were going to get sunflower first. I was shocked when you brought up corn, and I'm like, honestly,
no, yeah.
Still not wrong.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to... I just have one quick major beef then, with it being sun currant and sunflowers. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but have you seen a sunflower seed?
It started to sprout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got stripes.
So here's the thing.
Okay, I guess I can meet you on that.
I can see it from like a reverse color standpoint, you know? Like if you replace which one is the highlight and which one is the core body.
Because they're not going to leave something as white, as black and white.
Mm-hmm.
If they can help it.
Yeah, especially not That's after fair. Jinx.
Yeah, Yep. Also, this is a Gen 2 Pokemon, so it is very much the design is, behold, a thing.
I've never seen this one before.
It gets not a lot of love. I am 100% sure you've seen its evolved form.
Oh, boy.
Because it will go through this stuff. It's a foot tall. It's a grass type. It's a plant. Its major appearance is that it shows up, and then it evolves. So ain't that cool?
They really don't want these guys to have their own character development, do they? just the earliest Pokemon.
They serve one purpose, and it's to evolve.
Yeah. I mean, its whole deal is also just like, I'm the baby, gotta love me.
Right.
This is like, because baby Pokemon came out in Gen 2 for a lot of Gen 1 Pokemon, mm-hmm. and if its evolved form had been in Gen 1, this would just be the baby that got introduced, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this thing did walk so Badoo could run. Speaking of do, go into its entries. Hey, this is the guy I was thinking about. It lives by drinking only dewdrops from under the leaves of plants. It says that it eats nothing else.
Hmm. Good for him.
It's very, like, ancient warrior, like, the prophesized warrior does nothing but drink dew and live off of the sun.
And sometimes they give themselves an enema.
What?
I've decided that the Sun Kern is Bear Grylls.
Oh.
Wait, did Bear Grylls need an enema for something?
I don't know if he needed it, but he gave himself one. On a raft.
Did this really happen?
In a river.
What?
For the show.
What?
Wait, but why?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just looking up Bear Grylls enema. I'm turning safe search off.
Wait,
you're
okay,
at work.
Wait, did you start building? No! If you get fired now, it's not my fault.
Here we go. Bear Grylls enema.
Enema stunt generates outrage. Well, yeah, why are you shitting in the river?
To survive, Kayla. To survive. The same reason Bear Grylls also only eats the dew off of leaves.
I'm mainly loving the fact that this article still doesn't say why he did it.
Yeah, it just says he did it. Like, it is...
It straight up says the people, the islanders watching him do it, and the people who watched the show were like, what the fuck are you doing?
For why?
Guys, it's so obvious. Bear Grylls did it so that he could bottom for a bear.
I just thought he was a fan of Kellogg.
You gotta do the prep work.
I just figured it was, like, you know, I think about that time coffee enemas started getting popular, and so a lot of people started doing coffee enemas. Anyway, that's how interesting this sunflower is. Hey, do you want to know how it defends itself?
By shoving shit up its ass?
No, it violently shakes its leaves.
Oh.
This foot-tall thing just goes, no!
Get away!
And then it gets eaten by birds.
Yep.
It's just doing the Zoidberg, except with leaves.
Ooh. Also, its entries talk about it just falling out of the sky suddenly, so apparently it, like, floats for a bit, and then when it goes to, like, the whirly seed plants, the helicopter seeds, kind of,
yeah.
too. It just floats for a bit, and then will fall and be like, this is where I'm planted. But it just, the way the entries always make it sound is like, it may drop out of the sky suddenly. So you're just walking somewhere and it's like, hey, yeah, carefully if you see these above you, because they're just going to come down and you'll get hit in the head with a beanbag.
Instead of the black or the red tipped wing birds, it's just Pokemon falling
yeah,
on your head.
Yeah, it's just a 4-pound seed sack.
Yep.
And this is not the last Pokemon that's going to fall from the sky.
Yeah, a lot of them do that.
Yeah, crazy. It's almost like gravity is a physical law or something.
Yeah. Kooky. I mean, it is a good evolution thing that they should only go like a certain distance so they land in suitable habitat still. Like real plants have it.
Right.
Where their seeds go a distance that they're far enough away to not compete with their other kids and the parent.
Yeah.
But they still land in suitable habitat. Because plants are smart.
They communicate with each other.
Yeah, and with us.
Yep.
And they feel jealousy.
I didn't know that. Is that true?
I made that. No, I mean, probably somebody can say that. There's probably a paper out there somewhere about it. I haven't, like, I don't know. I
you
made
just
that
said
up.
It so calmly. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. That's my whole bit, Kayla.
I know, but that it's been so long since you've done it so well.
What the fuck?
I just mean, like,
wow, Dan,
there was
been
nothing
so
in it for you in
this
that.
For a while.
No!
So this thing we've already... have discussed. It looks like a sunflower seed. And when you evolve it, you have to expose it to a sunstone. So, hey, Kayla, I'm going to give you two guesses what it evolves into.
A sunflower.
Nope. Go again.
Yeah, you do have your second guess. Would you like to use it?
A vine.
No. We're going to give you one more guess.
A bud.
You're right. It loops all the way back to Badoo.
Except this is the secret first stage. There we go.
You just said not a sunflower.
Yeah, we lied. Billy did. Get used to it, Kayla.
No, Billy lied. I just was silent.
You backed me up. You lied by omission. And Kayla
just left the call. Yeah.
Well, this is her letter of resignation. Dan?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kayla. Have you decided to forgive us?
Don't you do it again. Don't you lie to me like that.
I was silent. I didn't lie. I just didn't confirm.
Billy, I was so honest with you about something when I didn't have to be, and you just lied to me like that out of nowhere.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, this is now a therapy session. Dan, who do you think is in the wrong?
Both of you. I cannot pick sides. Yeah. Actually,
you
know what? You know what really we can blame this on? The military industrial complex.
I'm calling it Basket Bud, because it's got a basketball face.
Kayla, you put way too much thought into that name.
Yeah, this is Sunflora.
I don't know how I feel about this one. Why is it fat?
It's
a I don't
doofus.
Know. Okay. Why does it got them grippers, too?
Yeah, why has it got big duck feet?
It's so awkward.
It's cute. It doesn't feel like a Pokemon, though.
It is a Generation 2 Pokemon. So in the early sprites, Again, they're going to be pretty small. Let me send some of the early sprites of this Pokemon. So I don't know if maybe it's just the conversion to 3D doesn't do this thing any justice. Because, like, okay, hang on. In the first games it came out, Gold and Silver, its sprites looked like, behold, the smallest PNG known to man.
Wow.
I like those lines look more like paint, though. I kind of like that.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but in Generation 2, they were, like, trying to go outside the formula, trying new things with Pokemon, right? So, isn't it true that, like, Sunflora was the sort of goal or thing to protect from a horde of oncoming zombies?
I was gonna say, absolutely yes. Yep. It actually generates the energy to protect you from the zombies.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you can put Sunkern out there as like a wall to defend, to stop and fend off the zombies for a bit.
Yeah, and then you can actually get like an Ice Age expansion. So you actually have Crabominable that shows up and you can put him as like a defender special summon against the zombies.
And then in like 10 years, for no reason, they're going to make a third person shooter that is surprisingly good and well received.
Hey everybody, editor Kayla here. We talked about Plants vs. Zombies and mobile games for too long.
Just couldn't do anything. You hold no authority over me.
Anyways, do you remember that rant I gave for Roserade about how sometimes we go on a tangent because the Pokemon is boring?
No.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
This time it's... Hey man, it's a...
Oh,
sunflower.
Are we recording right now? Oops.
Oopsie poopsie.
Whoops.
I just wanted to show you guys something I thought was neat.
And you picked Sunflora? That's poor judgment on your part.
Yeah, no. Well, I basically just had to finish the fight here. Sunflora is... It's a sunflower. Do you want to know what its entries are about?
Yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
It converts... Honestly, okay, Billy, I'm looking through my notes of the Pokedex entries, and the very first one is, it converts sunlight into energy. So
it is just plants versus zombies.
Okay. Just plants versus zombies.
Great.
I
wonder if they
were
in
the darkness after sunset.
I wonder if they were, like, making this thing off of some sort of common lore. That's a weird coincidence.
I mean, sunflowers do, you know that sunflowers close up at night, right?
Nope, that's a lie. You're lying to me.
And they face the sun. They do follow the sun throughout the day.
Yes, they will. I mean, all plants will grow towards the sun. Sunflowers do it a little more sometimes, and it depends on the species.
I'll believe it when I see it.
So, okay. I'll film a sunflower. Would you like that? I'll send you a 9-hour video of a sunflower slowly turning towards the sun.
As long as Billy promises he won't speed it up.
Hey, Billy, do you want to hang out today? No, I can't. I'm watching video evidence of a sunflower existing.
just being real.
Just being there, you know?
I'm not a flat earther, but, you know, we're just as bad.
You never know.
Yeah. Okay. That bit. And done. That bit done. I want to talk sunflower more. This thing's energy are all about how it uses the solar energy into nutrition. Ain't that kind of cool?
Oh boy. Does it, like, use it as a power move?
I mean, Solar Beam is a move in Pokemon, Kayla.
I guess that's true. We did just fucking show me one of those.
Yeah. From a stoned out Roselia.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if it was, like, the first Pokemon to learn Solar Beam or something, too, but, like, Solar Beam was a thing in Gen 1, guys? Oh, also, it is worth noting, Sunflora, when the sun goes down, we do have video proof evidence. He get eepy.
Aw, that is kind of cute.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
So they do actually, more. Like, close up and go to bed.
He is still a basketball.
I don't know. It's still a worthless husk of a Pokemon, but at least that's kind of neat.
Yeah. And then, hey, it's actually got some appearances. And one of them, I need to call you in for, Billy, because,
Yeah.
Do you like that game you got to play? You want to talk about the flipbook corralling Sunflora in the new game?
Yay! Motherfucker. So before you fight the gym leaders in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, each one of them has its own quirky challenge. And all of them are kind of pointless. And in one of them, they're an artist. And you have to go around the city and you have to find all of the Sunflora sculptures. It's been too long since I played the game. You cannot rely on me to remember this, Dan.
No, it's okay. So I was just trying. What I was going to ask was, I was going to say, are there a lot of them?
There's like six.
There's enough. It also is a thing that happens that what they do to make it confusing and hard is they put a lot of Sunflora on the screen at the same time, too. Because, is that a statue or a Sunflora? And because that game is unoptimized as anything, it runs at like 3 frames a second because the game can't handle that many concurrent models. So it is just a flipbook of chasing Sunflora.
Yay!
And then, hey, it's got a few other appearances. So Meowth does this thing in the anime where he'll disguise himself as other Pokemon, and his most used disguise is Sunflora, so, you know, behold my new sleep paralysis demon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's not a bad costume.
That's great. I'd give him so much candy on Halloween.
All he had to do was draw lines on his face and wear a sunflower.
I was gonna say, it's also like... Here, my thing with this picture right now is it also looks like he either has a spotlight on him or it's at night. So he did pick the absolute worst disguise to use at night.
Yeah, why are these plants bombs? They look like little grenade tennis balls.
They might be like Oran berries or some of the berries from the Pokemon series just look weird like that.
Right.
Number 2, Sunflora, cool appearance, try to make this thing. Hey, our boy Nando, he's got a band going. Nando got a bando.
Oh my god.
Singing Sunflora and dancing Roserade and him playing the Mew Harp.
Dan, you've accidentally given Nando an episode.
Yeah, it's a Nando episode. Well, look, Nando's got a lot of Planto.
Fair. And then also one sex bunny.
Yeah. Well, that one doesn't come out all the time. And then, hey, one other appearance, which is actually kind of a fun Sunflora one, is, well, like, okay, I think we haven't had one of these in a while, like a dedicated one. There's a small town in the Gen 2 anime they go to where it's the Town of Sun, and it's their annual Sunflora Festival, and they meet a person named Sunny with all their Sunflora named Sunflora. This is the episode where they introduce Sunflora. There's a fucking lot of Sunflora. But it is just, again, another small dedicated town in the Pokemon anime. Nowhere else in the games or lore that is entirely dedicated to one Pokemon. And I just think that's always funny.
We need it for the plot. Can I yeah. give a correction to the Scarlet Violet thing? Because I looked it up because I barely remembered yes. what it was. You're trying to find the yes. real Sunflora.
Yes.
And then they start chasing you as you find the other ones.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah, so you start with none, and then by the end you have, like, I think 8 Sunflora following you in a huddle.
You have as many Sunflora as that game has frames.
Yep.
I'll keep dunking on them for it.
No, it deserves it. They need to do better.
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry, the village is not called the Town of Sun. It's called Blooming Vale, and it is their annual Sunflora Festival.
Ooh, okay, you know what? That's more understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah. The person's name is still... Sunriza and Cyrus. So they named a human being Sunriza.
Okay, that's inexcusable. That parent needs to
die. Whoa, all right, yeah. All right.
Hey... You're born in the Sunflower Town, and we're going to name you Sunrise.
That parent needs to pick between the left flower and the right flower, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness, Billy. I do think it's not that bad. At least it's like a nice thing. It's not fucking, rigor mortis. Like, it's not something dark.
No, it is. That person can never leave that town. The minute they leave, it's like, oh, where are you from? Oh, what's your name again? I'm sorry. Sunriza. Are you from Blooming Vale? No, I'm from the Togepi City.
Your mom.
Your mother. And then I have one final just cute episode about Sunflora or with Sunflora, and it actually is Ash being kind of fun.
Oh.
So Ash finds a sunstone in the Gen 2 anime. Just a brief
famous stick in the mud Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, but he doesn't get anything out of this besides helping some old people. Okay, Ash, a few episodes before this, found a sunstone and is like, I'm going to use it to evolve a powerful Pokemon. And then what they do is they run into this old couple that are going to a Sunflora field, but all the Sunflora aren't there. There's just a Sunkern. And they're like, oh, we wanted to get a picture for our 50th anniversary of the sunflowers, but I guess they haven't come back. So Ash uses his sunstone to evolve a Sunkern, and then that Sunflora starts singing, dancing, I don't know, some shit, and then all the other Sunflora come back. So this Aww. Old couple gets to take a fun picture.
Nice.
And Ash brought back sunflowers. Also, Team Rocket tries to do some nonsense in the episode, because of course they do.
Well, they have to.
Can I give my pitch for that episode?
Yes.
Instead of singing and dancing to gather other Sunflora... There's a herd of Sunkern, right? They're all just hanging out, just a bunch of babies. And Ash, like football pigskin style, chucks the sunstone into the core of that group. And then all of the sudden, this horde of Sunkern all hits mass puberty at once. And now all of them are these awkward fucking sunflower ducks waddling along. No idea what their bodies are for. Existential crisis is the lot of them.
You are describing the rumbling from Attack on Titan, but with derpy, pudgy sunflowers.
Oh, did he? I had to step away. I missed some of it.
Kayla, you picked a great moment to come back.
So, like, did I do it better or worse then?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, beautiful. I would watch that.
Awesome. Joke punch up session. Any notes? What could I do better? Was my delivery stale?
That was a solid one.
Okay, cool.
I'd honestly say that might be in the business, Billy. We might call that a zinger, and we might like transition to the end of the episode on that, because I've also probably got a boogie woogie sooner than later.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a little tangenty too much fun this one, I think.
So Kayla.
So Billy.
What did we learn today?
I've learned that I like flowers, but I don't want to stop and smell them for long. I just want to talk about everything else.
You're just so damn impatient. You know what needs to be talked about more? Fucking Morpheus and Bear Grylls enemas.
And together. The amount of Pokemon we covered this week.
Yes, exactly. the true enema of this podcast. This week we talked about 5 Pokemon, and that brings our total Pokemon covered up to 296, and that means that we have a grand total of 729 Pokemon remaining.
Next episode, I might just try to pick 4 fun ones so we can get to an even 4 hundo.
Please, please do. That would be so nice for me.
Yeah. I really just don't want another Kakuna situation. I'd have to look back and see what our specific numbers we talked about were, but I do not want another Kakuna situation.
If you want to see any of the photos that we talked about this week, you can find all of those on our social media at Delve Into The Dex on X, Threads, and Instagram. Once again, we have a Patreon in our description. Think of it as a tip jar. We appreciate anything that you want to do. If you don't want to support us financially but do want to support us still, you can tell a friend about a podcast and spread the word, because word of mouth is very helpful for podcast growth. And if you want to follow any of us personally, I am at Billy the Nut on all social media.
I am at Kayla_Cooney on Instagram.
And I'm at Durl.1.name, exclusively on Instagram.
Okay. And if this episode was a little shorter, then that is actually because Dan needs to run out into the pouring rain like a wild man and corral a shit ton of salamanders.
Yeah. For reference, Billy is actively recording this episode at work. Mm-hmm. It is 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. I am going to go start working for the night. Uh-huh. So I will see you all at 2 a.m. We don't have an outro bit except for Kayla. What are you going to do while Billy and I are contributing to society?
While my husband go watches Dune 2, because I thought I wasn't going to have time to see it tonight.
Perfect.
And now the theater's full. The theater's full.
Do you want to go see it? Oh, beans.
By the way, none of this was a bit. None of these are jokes. These are our actual plans. Dan is corralling salamanders. Yeah.
So, Dan, please send us a picture of one so we can add it to the threat.
It sounds like a wild thing that we would do, but no, that's just the truth.
Yeah, that's just what my 9 to 5 is, but the wrong 9.
Yeah, get going.